Runaway real estate prices in China have been a significant source of public complaints in recent years. To curb these soaring housing prices, the government has implemented a string of policies since early 2010. However, the property market has shown signs of warming in recent months. Central bank twice cut interest rates and the bank's reserve requirements ratio to buoy the economy earlier on this year. At the most recent Central Economic Work Conference, China said urbanization is a key driver of domestic demand, remaining that way in 2013. However, China is also indicating it will stick to control measures in the property sector next year. Well, for more on expectations of the Chinese property market in 2013, we spoke earlier with Zhuang Jian, senior economist at the Asian Development Bank's resident mission here in China. Home prices are rising, but turnovers have also been on the rise in recent months. Now, what do you think is behind the jump in sales, and is there any speculative investment here?
I have 2 points. One is from demand side. Some of the buyers, I think, is just for their first house. They are wait and see. When they notice that the housing price increased steadily within months, they eager to buy a house for their very strong demand. Secondly, I think from bank loans, we also can notice that some of the increased banking loans flowed into real estate sector. That also push up housing price. Of course, I think there's some speculative investments in it, but most of them, I would say, is a kind of the demand for basic needs.
Okay, now urbanization is obviously playing a huge role in the development of China. Now, does such urbanization mean more housing demand?
Yes, there's some relations between the two, because more people move into cities, of course they would like to get some place to live. But these also have some structural issues there. The government should play a role, and also the real estate developers also play a role in it. There's not a very direct relations between urbanization and housing demand.
China's been building more and more affordable homes. Now, to what extent will government subsidize housing ease this demand?
Chinese government decided to build 33 million units of affordable houses in the 12-5-year plan period. If this kind of amount of house can solve all the problem, I don't think so. Because where this kind of money come from, not only the government can solve the problem, but will depend on the financing mechanism changes.
Now, just lastly, what's your expectation of the Chinese property market next year and the government's property control measures?
Because real estate plays so important role in China, not only the housing price, but also the economic growth, and also related to many industries or sectors. In this way, I would say the government should continue the macroeconomic control policy. I think maybe more other measures, including the physical and monetary policies, will also be considered to solve the problem.
That was Zhuang Jian, senior economist at Asian Development Bank's resident mission in China.